Oh, in my senior year, you had students, each visiting writer had a student host. I was host to Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings, who wrote The Yearling and so on. And just at that time, in 1938, The Yearling had just been out less than a year, and it was the talk of the world of writers, you know. And so I was very privileged to be taking her around. You met her at the train or the bus stations. There was no air strike in those days, and took her to all the different events. There was a dinner the night before, took her to that, then took her back to her hotel, and then the next day there was a lunch at Prexy's home. I was happy to live in the garage apartment there, so I looked in on, I was very much a part of that lunch. And oh, I'll tell you a story about when the Roosevelts came, you know. Anyway, Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings, she was a delightful woman and so interesting. But what very few people knew about her was if she had as many as two cocktails, she started to swear like a trooper, just for the fun of it, not because she was angry at anything. Well, you bastard, you, so nice to see you, you know, something like that. And do you know so-and-so? What do you think of him? I think he's a son of a bitch, she'd say. On, just in her normal conversation, that's the way she talked. She was wonderful. Of course, the students loved her. And she gave most of the writers who were here for Contaminated Magazine would stay on the following day for convocation, and then after that, seminars were set up when they were invited to special seminars where they could meet with students, and that was a lot of fun. And hers was, of course, I took her to that and took her home from that and back to her train leaving, I guess it was bus leaving back for her home up the line. Invited us all to come see her. I never got around to doing it, but some students did. Have you been to her home up there? Oh, go. The typewriter on which she wrote The Yearling on, it's right there on the porch where she, same old Royal typewriter, you know. It is an experience, really a great experience to go there. And don't miss her Cross Creek, whatever it was, called it Cross Creek. That's the name of the, across the creek is the other lake, you know, and so on. Anyway, she was delightful.